What's that saying about you? You want your hope set in Him.
Right.
Well, then. And furthermore, just take it the negative way. Do you condemn yourself that you are holding out? Now go to that. Are you holding out? You know you're holding out. You're insisting on a hope in this life.
No.
Well, then get smart. Cut it out. How could you be doing both? But if you claim you are not holding out, and hope is not an accidental thing. It's a mind. It's a calculation. It's a plan. My hope is in this life, or I'm glad to get rid of my hope in this life. Put it in Jesus. You can't tell which one you're doing?
You can't tell
if you're calculating, my hope is in my empire in this life. You can't tell, huh?
I can tell.
Right, who can't tell? You just can't tell. Let's hear it. I just can't tell. Huh? I know I'm holding out. I'm not aware of any holding out yet. I'm planning it. I'm keeping hope in this life. I want to transfer it now. On the other hand, how many of you can say, I don't want it all transferred to Jesus? Who doesn't want your hope all transferred to Jesus? Let's hear it. What is this? Everybody wants their hope transferred to Jesus.
Yes!
Obviously, He wouldn't help you do such a thing, obviously. You know, that's pretty ridiculous. A sheep excited, all right.
I was talking to some brothers.
Your heart do not condemn us. Your heart condemns you. You know you're planning an empire in this life, and you don't want to go be with Jesus. How's that? Does that sound right? Let's hear it. Anybody?
No.
Well, then it's one or the other. Either you are knowingly holding out, or the hope is in Him. Now, is that clear enough? Can we drop it or not?
Yes.
All right. What's the next problem, then? If you're not consciously holding out and you want your hope in Him, what must you be investing in? Your hope in Him. If your heart doesn't condemn you then you will have confidence. Why let it go round and round? It's new to you?
Yes.
That song, I Surrender All. Well, do you have to say, I surrender 99%? That's it?
No.
What is your will?
Surrender all.
Then why don't you trust that He is going to keep His word then? Now, then you come to the other. One of the next ones is, now who's going to do this, you or Him?
Jesus.
Now who keeps you?
Jesus does.
And then the next area, where there could be questions. What about sin? Remember, He didn't say He would take sin out of your members. He said He would keep you from surrendering to it. That is, yielding to it and obeying it. In a way, you act as though it's so different, there's nothing different at all. What is so different? To ones who have set their hope in Jesus, what's the difference?
Nothing really. Not much.
Is this more clear?
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Excellent.
It's only if I know I'm refusing. Let's hear some more questions then.
I'm wondering about the difference between sin and trespasses. How that fits in.
The difference between sin and trespasses.
Yeah.
You mean about being overtaken by a trespass? That verse?
Just the whole difference, the two meanings. I mean, how they differ, how they...
First of all, is there anywhere in Scripture where you commit a trespass?
What? No. No, you're overtaking it.
Yeah. Where is commit a trespass? It isn't. You don't obey trespasses. Yield to, overtaken is quite different. Now, he should be restored. To what? Well, that's not clear. If a man is it's a man, not a brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that sounds lower.
Seems like the verse that they were dead to their trespasses and sins, or we were dead. Sounds like they're very similar, actually.
Not necessarily. Because they're in the same sentence, why does that make them similar?
I assume they were tying them together.
Well, some sort of relationship. But anyway, where do you have commit trespasses? You don't. And anyway, what are you supposed to start with? Faith that he's going to keep you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And not the forever calculating. You've got to forget the calculating. Let's hear some more with troubles. With God and be at peace. It comes down to the same thing. It's holding out. It's holding out, in fact, that unsettles you and leads to giving in to sin, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you obey one or the other. The obedience of faith is the only way you obey Jesus. Here's some more. What you think has to trouble you? Or what does? I should think you'd want to give him glory.
Yeah. 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 I definitely do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorify God in your bodies. Tell me some more that you think troubles you or has to trouble you or what.
Well, I pray to Jesus and promise him to hope in him only, not to hope in this life.
Really?
Yes. And I know I'm one of Jesus' sheep, but I'm not sure anymore if I've been born again or not. But then I think, well, if I have a mind to be able to choose to hope in Jesus, so I must be born again. But I'm very inconsistent to say that. It's something that I string together in my head.